Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. You can check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
All of those things. As well, if you want to check out any of the Jay and Jack shows, go to jayandjack.com/network to use their Amazon link. If you're buying anything on Amazon, it kicks back a few dollars. jayandjack.com/Amazon. And if you want to become a Patreon and just, you know, outright give money, which I feel is the more direct way anyway, just go to jayandjack.com/Patreon. And we are going to discuss...
Literally, if you see me passing in the street, just hand me money.
I mean, no, okay. It sounds like that. I was trying to be flippant about it, but like, it's really, you encourage people to make cooler shit. If you like a certain thing that somebody makes, you could say, I'll give you $5 every episode you make, or $1 every episode, or $1 a month for, you know what I mean? Just something towards making stuff. Because everybody on YouTube or podcast is getting paid for it. So it's like, it's kind of a cool way to...
No, yeah, I know.
It's not awesome. So much like Kickstarter where you're begging for money. It's more like we want to support your channel kind of thing and help you along.
You can choose to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like
I think it's cool. I set one up for us, but I don't have any perks yet. So I can't really solicit it so much.
Right.
We're going to discuss...
Watch this podcast.
Yeah, right. Watch... On this yeah, that makes sense. All of that logic checks out. You said watch this podcast on this podcast. They'll sell some podcasts. No, you just said it now. On the podcast. You said watch this podcast, which will make people definitely check it out. We're going to talk about episodes 813, Do Not Send Us Astray, and 814. 814 is... Still got to mean something. We missed last week because Jeremy was on vacation.
Yeah, that's fun. It. Universal Studios. It was great.
Nice. Let's see. So Morgan is seeing Gavin, who's saying you were supposed to. And they set off some horns.
You know what it is.
Hilltop. He said that later. But yeah, you know what it is.
You know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
I'm not really sure what it is either. They do some horn thing all the way back to Hilltop, and then Henry wants to help fight, but they tell him to stay inside. And we get that lady being such a bitch to Sadiq when he was just trying to help.
Have we seen her before?
I feel like we did.
Like maybe here and there.
I think she was in there when they first came to Alexandria.
Okay.
I think she was something to do with the... What do you call it?
She's like, I like you, Sadiq, and then she gets her neck chewed off.
Yeah, she did.
Later. Right.
Stop asking me what I've done and start telling me what to do. And they're preparing for a battle, and they arrive after dark, and we go to opening credits. And they put posts up in front of the gate. I thought it was a clever move. So they just, like, barricaded themselves in, essentially, right?
That's how you should do it. You barricade the gate from the inside so they can't bust it open.
Oh, it was from the inside? I thought it was from the outside for some reason. I thought Simon and them pulled up and they just saw a wall of the posts in the ground.
They also put like spike strips and popped the wheels on the first truck they came across.
Yeah.
That was smart.
You're right. I thought they got that first truck, but I didn't really hear any sounds that indicated it popped.
I'm pretty sure they showed it rolling over the spike strip.
Right.
Like during the whole like binocular scene,
right?
The '80s like zoom ins again and shit kind of thing,
right? Like Maggie calls movie. Simon looking for Negan, and she threatens all 38 people if they don't leave. And he calls them saviors captured. Calls the saviors captured damaged goods,
right?
And we pride ourselves on not getting captured. That had to be a shot at Trump about his comments about John McCain. I just thought that was so funny. Like, the way it was worded
right, close enough.
We prefer people who don't get captured. Right. I mean, that's funny. I don't care what you say. That's funny. Also, screw them, or AKA screw them, basically. Let's see. Simon wants to kill all of them, and Dwight's like, yeah, this is not what Negan would want, man. You sure you want to answer to this if he comes back?
Right.
And Daryl starts dumping from his motorcycle. I mean, that fucking mounted thing on there.
Motorcycle.
I still think it's dangerous as fuck for him to be driving a motorcycle with the one hand that he's turning the gas on. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but Daryl's an experienced motorcycle rider.
I mean, I guess this would help you stabilize a little bit.
Because you're having trouble riding your scooter and filming at the same time?
Yes, it's unbelievable, man. I just want to be able to film and ride my scooter.
So come up with a mount.
I put one on there today. I'll show you the video later. It's
you should use the Osmo. Figure out how to mount your Osmo on there.
God, I don't. It would still shake. It's like shaking, dude. Yeah. I've mounted it
It's vibrating to a level the Osmo wouldn't be able to keep up with.
I've mounted it to the bracket on the back, and it was just unbelievable. Let's see. So, the Savior start firing arrows at them. The infected one Savior arrows. Wants to help defend Hilltop.
Right.
Sadiq tends to a wounded guy. Can't remember his name, but it's the one that Carol liked.
I always want to call him Tom. I don't know why.
Okay.
Because he kind of looks like Tom from Lost.
Yeah, I could see that.
Kind of a burly guy, you know.
Daryl sees Simon and Dwight approaching, and then Dwight shoots Tara with an arrow. He did that in advance of so that Simon didn't do something.
Simon was about to shoot her in the back of the head.
Right.
And so he hit her with the arrow first.
That was clean.
Apparently it was. Yeah,
it was
right.
clean because she was still alive.
She was still alive.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I wanted to let you figure that out everybody on your else own turned, as that happened. Right. I didn't want to lead you one direction or the other on that.
Well, I figured it out by the end of this episode.
Yeah,
like,
you were
like,
supposed to. That,
yeah, and then the next episode she comes out. She's like, it's been more than a day. I'm not sick.
Right.
And she's like, the arrow must have been clean. Right. So, yeah, I mean.
But good guy Dwight then. See? It's coming around. He did that to save her.
Yeah, and he's kind of in a position right now when he, like, got away from her. In the forest a couple episodes ago,
right.
Like went back with his people, with the Saviors.
Yeah.
Like he had no choice at this point. But like
he had to
they
do
don't
that
know
to save
he's
her.
A, you know.
Yeah.
He's a traitor. There's only one person that knows.
That red haired
chick that got away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she knows, but he's good for now, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody still believes in him until she shows up somewhere again.
Right.
Which is bound to happen, right?
Right. They shoot out all the headlights of the Savior's vehicles. Genius. How are they going to fucking get home, let alone see anything right now?
Right.
Rick joins the fight, and he nearly takes out Sadiq. That was kind of funny. I mean, like,
yeah.
They had the axe pulled back and ready to fucking swing.
I mean, at this point, like, surprised he didn't.
Yeah. Gavin pops back up. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
what it is.
You know what it is. Rick and Maggie shoot at them as they drive away. And Maggie wanted them all dead, Negan most of all. And Rick's like, yeah, me too. He said, hashtag me too.
What brilliant dialogue at the end of the battle. I wanted them dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but they were lamenting him not showing.
Right.
At all, you know, it was supposed to be Negan, and fucking they get Simon in, you know, pleather jacket.
Wannabe Negan.
Yeah, it was so right. Trying to be Negan. He did the whistle and everything.
Right. He's a tool. I can't wait for Negan to beat his brains in with the bat because that's what's going to happen. Right?
Okay, but does that turn Negan?
What?
Does that? Sorry, wrong terminology. I was thinking
or
wrestling.
Or Burrow's face or something.
No. Does that turn Negan good? If you
not
understand
necessarily.
What I mean, doesn't that make us start to like him because now he's doing justice? Like if he makes it right, and not that he really can, but with Jadis,
I mean,
like that's going to be good guy Negan. It's going to be he does do what he says. I don't know. It's tough.
But,
to...
Like it's like he was it was so like chilling and horrific at the beginning with Abe and Glenn,
right?
That like. That's where we began with him.
So the next day, Tara tells Daryl they're lucky finding Rick. She says she was with the governor, and so was Daryl's brother. He's like, yeah, we would have been with them, too, if he stayed with them. You know, he would have been in with the Saviors, probably, or
yeah,
somebody
Daryl
equally
was saying,
as bad.
And I totally agree.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have been with Merle, they probably would have been with somebody like that already, yeah.
So why do you think Tara so quickly softens to Dwight and is like, we're square? I'm going to hate him, but we're square. It was just interesting wording.
Because he had an opportunity to have her dead. I mean, he could have just told those people where she was in the bushes right there.
Oh, then.
And
okay.
Then she would have been captured or killed right there.
Okay, so that's fair enough.
He kind of proved his loyalty by leading them away, you know, from her.
Right.
When she was chasing him through the forest, it goes back to that.
Vision was getting... The contacts are a little dry today, so
yeah.
I had to blow up the font a little bit so I wasn't struggling to read it.
Oh,
I said dude, also like, I when it was AKA to read it for a one time.
I said Rick is toking. I was like, toking. Yeah. I didn't see Rick toking.
Yeah, he's taking the boards off the window to Judith's room, and Michonne saved him a turnip.
Right. Mm,
a turnip. Just for me? A turnip? The whole thing? I think that's all mine. Sweet. The generators are off. So
I've never had a turnip. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not really. It can't like be good.
It's like a beet or something like yeah. that. I bet. Like, I don't want to eat that. No. From the onion family. I'm right. good.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a relative of the onion, I'm good in eating it raw.
Right.
The generators are off. That's why they're opening the windows. He said for the kids. So the two kids, Judith and Gracie.
Oh, right. Because it's getting so hot now.
Right.
But yeah, everybody keeps putting on jackets. I don't get it.
He seems to be withdrawing from the relationship at this point.
Wait, Michonne?
With Michonne. Like, he seems to be trying to, and she just doesn't let him. You know, he tells her he went after Negan, and yeah.
Is there a cat in here?
No. That's your chair or your foot.
No. Is there a cat in the house?
No.
At all? No, he's outside?
Yeah.
My eyeballs are itching. Why?
Yeah, no, the cat hasn't been in here a while. let's see, Jerry's burying bodies. Maggie lets the prisoner outside the gates to bury his people, even though he was like, yeah, I don't, they're just people at this point. You know, I don't.
Yeah, well, because they were fucking sold out. Like, yeah. He heard them flat out sell them out. Like, on the walkie-talkie, he just standing right there. And like, him and the other people were like, what, for real? Oh, shit. Because this bitch
is crazy. What's the blonde lady's name that was complimenting Maggie? Do you remember? She's wearing the armor.
The chick with the bow and arrow?
Yeah.
No, I don't know her name.
Well, she tells Maggie that she's a good leader. She saved the Gates community and lives, and she's like, I only saved the prisoners in case Negan's still in play. I just wanted Glenn's grave to be the last thing he saw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she doesn't know if that makes her a good leader. But it's because her goal is similar to everybody else's. Yeah.
Which is about as far as loyalty goes in this, show, you know, like, goals align right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. It really does. Just, shit can switch so quickly. You know, you can flip from one side. I mean, look at Eugene. I mean, he was a bitch all along, but.
I mean, you don't think he's still, like, playing the long con? Or you think he's totally...
Do you think he's making bullets to give to Rick?
Could be. Or...
I mean, that'd be a good twist.
Or, like,
but
not making them right.
But he's so outright said, I've made my choice a million times.
When they go... But then he went and let the doctor in... What's-his-face go.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll pull it back in with Eugene.
I mean, like I'm saying, like, they go to shoot the guns or shoot the bullets and they don't work.
Yeah.
Because he, like, left out a step.
Right.
You know, to where they wouldn't work. I don't know. It's something, just a thought, just to think ahead. Or I'm just asking your opinion if you think it's like...
What, that Eugene would do that?
That Eugene would do something like that? Like I said, he's playing the long con.
If he did that one time, they'd try him and they'd find out and he'd be busted.
Well, it would be like... The first and last time. Like, it wouldn't be again. Like, it would be, this would be the end. The end.
But
game.
You know that Negan.
Not
would,
the end game, but the end fight. The end of the struggle with Negan. Hmm. However it ends.
Right.
At this point, it looks like they're shaping it up to end with a handshake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What was the, Paul, I think, was the guy's name. Wasn't it with Carol? Doesn't that sound right, Paul?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He jokes that he would have got stabbed sooner if he knew it would have got her attention. Okay. And asks if any of it was real. And she goes, no, I was pretending. And he's like, Jesus, take it, you know, don't...
Take it easy on me, right? Yeah.
But then thought maybe it wasn't going to be pretending anymore. And she doesn't know if she's going to stay after it's over. Winning just means we get tomorrow.
Carol's just
and she
like...
said, if that. And then that night,
Yeah.
They didn't even get the knight. You know, and it was just like, I get it. You know, the fight never ends. There's no way for it to. Henry grabs a gun. Sadiq offers to treat Rick's wound, and he tries to comfort him, but Rick rebuffs and walks away.
So only a couple people now actually turn from the wounds. He died from the wound, the stab wound, and turned into a zombie. He got sick. And
no,
got killed.
He didn't die from the wound.
He got sick. He got infected sick from the wound, got sick, died.
Quick tangent discussion about what you brought up last night. Do you feel, the viewer, as if it's a like cheap thing, not cheap, but like a new thing they're just kind of pulling out of their hat? A new rule, if you will.
I was just saying that while we were watching it, like I feel like they would have run into this already.
Right.
Like in 8 seasons, they haven't brought the get their blood on a knife and stab somebody with it. Like they were wearing their guts more than one occasion. So like, I don't really understand.
It has to just be literally that if you have anything that even resembles an open wound and it gets in there, the equivalent of a scratch.
You have like a scratch on your hand. So like, does that count?
I don't know if it's open though, like accepting stuff into my bloodstream. Maybe. I would think it'd have to be an open cut.
Okay. But they have plenty of those. Everybody has plenty of those. And yet they're just like, you know, like slapping their fucking
With a scab, like literally, because a scratch happens at the time and you're getting their DNA in that scratch. That's why you're getting it. That's why you're turning. It's literally the same thing, except you're not using their blood. You know, you're just using
that. It's just like, it just seems kind of like,
it felt new, it felt like, oh, that's cool. It's a new thing. Or, you know, I could see how you could go.
It wasn't, that was not my reaction. Like, if I'm being perfectly honest, it was oh, that's a cool thing. It was like, well, that's kind of stupid. Like, it seems like that they would have done that already. Like, somebody would have done that. Like, when he was rolling the bat.
Jeremy hates ingenuity. He doesn't like any, he likes his zombie shows straightforward. Someone else tells Maggie that Gregory...
Is it really that ingenious? Like, I'm not sure.
Well, it took him 8 fucking years,
come on.
It took him forever.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I mean, with nobody that we saw on screen did that before.
I'm not, like, trying to, like...
No, I just think it's funny.
I just thought it was kind of stupid. Like, it just... I don't know.
It felt like a new way to do it.
I feel like... It had gotten your mouth.
And that's why Gabriel got sick.
In your eye socket or in your ear or some shit. And you would have got sick.
I bet you it got in his eyes.
So now, this makes it more believable to me. I guess if you explain it this way, that you die from getting sick. You die from the fever, from the illness that it causes by getting cut or wearing it or however Gabriel got sick, you know. If you die from that. Like, that's... Then you turn into a zombie. Because if you just turn into a zombie, no matter what, if you die. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess it's just a fucking stupid way of talking around it. But, like, getting... Because you can be cured from it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, Gabriel was cured by antibiotics. And if somebody got cut with the thing and they cured them... Because they didn't give any of those people antibiotics, I don't think.
No,
like,
and to be fair, you're right.
They
probably would have given
them antibiotics. They probably would have saved them.
It's different with Gabriel because he was fine afterwards. That's the difference. But it did taint his vision.
If you get scratched by a zombie, like, the only cure for that is the...
Quickly, because it spreads. Yeah.
Right.
So someone else tells Maggie Gregory it was about what he wanted. You know, that's not you. The guy up at the top of the steps. And then Carol's sort of boyfriend dies, and he comes back an hour later and starts eating people. And then, oh shit, he's coming into the room where everyone's sleeping. And the other guy that just told Maggie she was a good leader died too. Why is nobody waking up? They were so fucking loud. A dude fell down the stairs.
Like, a dude
I wake up if the dog walks in the room.
If a dog falls down the stairs... If somebody falls down the stairs,
even if they're not going ow, 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 ow,
like, let alone, like, I think I could be sleeping in bed and somebody could fall down the stairs right there, and I would be like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
right.
You know, there was no way I'm missing that, let alone sleeping on the floor right next to the bottom of the stairs.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
There's... But they're just like, oh, no, it's nothing.
We're
nothing.
So
we
beat.
Live in zombie apocalypse, but it's
it's probably fine.
Fuck.
That those random noises in the middle of the night.
It didn't make any sense.
Wouldn't
to
you
me.
Be the lightest goddamn sleeper ever in a zombie
Dude,
apocalypse?
Seriously, like, I would, like, I'm a light sleeper already, but yes.
I'd never be able to sleep fully.
No, man.
I'd have to be up like, somewhere.
It'd just be like a series of naps.
I'd have to be on the top of like a tower to feel even remotely safe in a world like that.
Yeah, because we know zombies don't do stairs.
Yeah.
So if you're up some stairs, like...
If you're up somewhere high where nobody even sees you and you're like in like a fucking in like a lighthouse tower.
Yeah, there you go.
Or a lighthouse.
That'd be a good place to be, yeah.
That'd be the shit.
I mean, like, I've like thought about, like, I guess this is another tangent conversation, but I've thought about, like, the zombie apocalypse, like, where would the perfect place to be? Like, where would that, like
what, I would think like, okay, an
say,
island.
So, like, if you're on the zombie apocalypse, you, like, and you get to choose where you spend it, like, where do you think that would be? I mean, island sounds right, but then those motherfuckers started washing up on the beach and shit. Didn't we see an
right.
island?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Wasn't that Fear of the Walking Dead, or was that...
Yeah, but that was just off the coast of
okay, so
California.
It wasn't an island. Right.
Right.
But
no,
still...
No, like... that's valid. It could happen eventually. They could wash up there.
So I'm just trying to think, like...
I don't know, because then you'd have to grow your own food and, like, do everything. But well, you'd be surrounded
that, like,
on four sides with
I imagine that
seeming
you'd
safety.
To, like, but, like...
God, now that doesn't even work.
You'd have to make sustainable...
You need to be in, like, a castle that has, like, a Great Wall of China kind of thing around it. You know, like a massive gated thing.
Like a Game of Thrones-style castle, like a,
yeah.
like a with a moat and
I mean,
shit.
But that's what everybody's essentially building.
Well, with walls around
yeah,
it,
yeah, just putting the walls up, and I mean,
they're
that's...
going back to it's going back to medieval times. It is because you have to build, like, yeah. yeah. Like, you know what, man? Like, now that you're saying and think about it, yes, okay, maybe a castle would be... Against these types of zombies, like,
right.
you know, castles like a drawbridge, a moat would be ideal.
Right.
Because then they would fall in the moat.
Yeah, but then the moat's gross.
But, well, you have some, you have to have, like, moat. Alligators or something that would eat them, and they fall in.
But then the alligators are going to be, like, remember when they fed the pigs all the dead?
Yeah, but they didn't turn into zombie pigs.
No, but they
just
got
sick.
Eaten.
But you're not going to eat alligator. I guess you could if you were... In Louisiana or
if
something like that.
If one of the alligators gets cut, then it's a zombie alligator. Or do
we have not seen any evidence of that in the show.
Fair enough. That is valid.
There is no evidence of zombie animals in the show yet. Like, we asked that question with Game of Thrones, and, like, the episode later, we saw the zombie bear fucking run out of the fucking...
Right.
Ah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, way to go. You just ruined the show for somebody.
Zombie
don't
bears.
Even, don't even bother watching it. There's
Game
a zombie
of Thrones,
bear.
Zombie bears.
It's not lost.
It's a zombie polar bear.
Yeah, right. Henry wakes Gregory up, and he asks him who killed his brother. And the guy who's trying to join Hilltop sympathizes and says his brother was killed, too. They hear screams from the house. Rick cuts off someone's arm. And it's so goddamn dark on the screen. It is pissing me off. I fucking hate it. Can you just please show me something in the light?
So, funny you say that. But... A child's initial reaction to walking in and seeing on screen The Walking Dead. Why is it so dark? KJ walked in the room and was like, why is it so dark?
Yeah.
Come on.
Right, just give
it's
me
like
something.
It's like you're not using set lights. Like, what are we doing here?
I get it. You're trying to portray it realistically and there not be lighting, per se.
That's...
But give us something to watch on screen. It's a fucking show.
Right, it is.
God damn it.
Right.
I get that it's easier to
hide.
We
can suspend disbelief for the lighting.
Just a little bit. Just bump it up a few decibels.
We'll work with you. So it's like that for you, too, on whatever television you're watching on. It's just dark. Okay.
Even on my computer,
I remember
it's
watching
like, come
it
on.
When I was in Key West a couple of years ago, and I was watching like season 4 or something like that on my way home, like on my phone or on whatever it might have been. I was basically just listening to it,
right?
At that point, you know, because there was a lot of darkness in that back then too. That was the days of Beth,
yeah,
the Moonshine Shack,
right?
Still my favorite episode, I think. It's the one that sticks with me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Daryl burning down the moonshine.
Oh,
Jack.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
a great episode.
Great episode.
Henry goes into the pen looking for his brother's killer. And
what a dumbass.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's not like you're standing behind...
And then walkers are in the pen. How the fuck did that happen?
One of the chicks got... She got...
Oh, she got hit during the fight?
Yes, because there were several of those people who were standing up in the balcony when the volley of arrows came up there.
Gotcha.
And it hit her. I remember seeing her get hit and grab her arm.
Okay.
So then they stuck her back in the pen and she fucking died.
She turned right at that moment. Okay.
Right. Now, back to Henry. How did he get the key?
Well, yeah.
Second of all, it's not a bulletproof glass pen that you can't shoot through. How dumb do you got to be?
I 11? Mean, you
could, like, it's just barbed wire. You could just seriously sit there and start taking pot shots at them through there. It doesn't...
Yeah.
There's nowhere for them to go. You gave them the only exit they had, the only option. Did you see this? Is she caught up?
No, she's not caught up. Okay. I thought you were saying, do I see her crawling over the bed like a psychopath?
No, I didn't want to go rather than just walking right in front. In spoiler.
I'm not listening to you.
Okay. You're getting KJ's coat and send him home. Okay.
Yeah, so the saviors get out and run, and Carol has to put down her almost boyfriend and says says he wasn't bit, but he turned.
Down.
Yeah, because he was up.
Oh, she had to
people.
Stab him in the head. She had to kill him. Okay, I was like, we didn't put, like, I don't know, for some reason I was thinking that she was carrying him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yes. Sorry. Rick tells them about Negan's bat being covered with walker blood. Someone laying in bed with a fever asked for one of them to do it for him. And then Tara asks how this happened, and they figure out the saviors tainted their weapons. Karma's a bitch. She wanted Dwight dead, even though he wanted to help them.
Right.
And a bunch of survivors are
like,
trying
dude,
to help.
She wasn't even
gate.
Scared. Like, Tara wasn't even, like...
Yeah, something changed with her recently.
She wasn't even, like, scared that she was infected. Like, she wasn't... And she didn't even seem...
But she never got sick.
I know, but she didn't even, like, fear it. It's like she didn't even, like, oh, my God, is that going to happen to me? She didn't even, like...
Right.
She's like, no, Dwight wouldn't do that. Right. No, he's good. We're good. We're square.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, yeah, really, like...
It was a weird turn.
It is.
A bunch of saviors are trying to
close the gate. I forgot that she was part of
the
governor's crew.
The ones that aren't, that didn't run away are actually trying to close the gate. And some of them stayed even though they had the opportunity to run.
Right.
The next day, Carol's looking for Henry, and Morgan sees Gavin again. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah. And Jerry and Jesus are burying bodies. Totally forgot Jesus was even on
the show. I mean, and that's
show.
It. That's all we saw him.
Yeah.
Even in the next episode, he wasn't in it at all.
Right. Maggie's like, this is the cost. And that was the end of the first episode.
Are they trying to make us, like, forget him?
I don't know. I don't know what the role of Jesus is going forward in the show. I never read the comics, so I'm not sure.
I mean, I thought he was a cool character when he first came around.
But he was more of a recruiter.
Right.
So that's not really happening right now. Recruiting.
Right.
I mean, the saviors that want to join, that guy is going to end up with Maggie.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know.
He seems really kind to her.
I don't know. I don't know about these people.
No?
I don't know.
I mean, the other ones ended up dead.
See, I don't know. I'm just like, everybody to me is playing the long game. But I guess that's not really this kind of world. But like, everybody's
the long
like,
con in this world con. Is to stay alive.
Yeah, I guess so. Like the chick with the playing dead in the pilot in the pool of blood.
Right. That's where we start.
That's the short con.
In the episode 8:14, still gotta mean something. Jadis is playing dead really well, I might add.
Yeah, oh no, she did a good
she
job.
She did a great right. fucking job at playing dead. The way right. she planted herself in the ground, right. all
and
twisted.
Held her
and,
eyes open.
Yeah. She seems to be setting up a room for Negan, I thought at the time, but that was just her room. She was packing her shit up.
See, now...
And then either way, she's got Lucille at this point. I thought she was setting up that room for him because Lucille was in there. I just wrote it down at the time
oh,
I was watching it
I was,
and realized...
I was confused for a second because they did the flashback thing to her playing dead, because that right. had to take that was took place during all the shooting. They showed how she made it out of
right.
the shooting, and then it just went back to her in that weird
right,
wooden
in,
room
in her what do you call it shipping container
right
room yeah
So do you think all their shipping containers are like that on the inside?
Maybe.
Like all nice and
some of them. The wood paneling, the one with the dick holes in it isn't.
The glory holes.
Yeah. She's got Negan tied to a skateboard type thing, and he's like, "What the shit?"
I forget what those are called. It's the thing you slide under a car with. You lay on it.
Oh,
you
right.
Slide
okay.
Under the car to work on it. Yeah.
So we get a what the shit. Go to the opening, come back at the hilltop, and the king is talking to Carol about why she won't leave Hilltop. He assumes she thinks Henry's already dead, and then he calls her a coward. And she's like, damn. Tara thinks Dwight intentionally shot her with a clean arrow, says if Daryl kills him, it's just for him. You know, it's just for him to do it now. You know, it's only for him. She doesn't want him dead.
Right. But she doesn't care if Daryl kills him?
She's just saying, just know that if you do it, it's only for you now.
Right.
Like, he's not on my list anymore, essentially.
Right.
Michonne is reading Carl's note, and she asks Rick if he wants to read it, and she asks what Carl wrote to Rick, and he's like, yeah, I haven't read it yet.
I mean, is it just me, or are Daryl's eyebrows swelling? Like, to where he has no, like, forehead or definition up here? It's just like a... It looks weird. He looks strange to me, man.
I don't know.
He looks different. Like, I guess.
I mean, his hair. Can he just fucking push it out of his eyes ever?
That his hair that is just like...
Is it so hard to just go...
They have to be doing it like that.
Yeah. Because it looks the same shot to shot. Yeah. I was looking for... That's where you can see inconsistencies.
Right.
Or continuity errors. When people have that, you'll get it from two takes and they'll blend them together and you can see the hairs over here in one and then here in another.
Right.
It was all pretty consistent. I mean, it's fucking stupid that he keeps it in front of his face like that. I would never do that. Anyway, let's see. So Rick says he hasn't read it yet, and she tells him Andrea stopped her, and she's trying to stop Rick.
Right.
And then he grabs the note. Morgan is going looking for them, and Carol decides to come with. Let's see. Rosita remembers Eugene can make bullets, and if they don't have supplies to make more, they can just find it at the junkyard.
Right.
All
kinds of metal there.
Right. Well, that was what I was assuming they were saying. They didn't say at the junkyard, but I know a place where we could find it.
And then the next shot was the junkyard.
Right.
Yeah. I assume that was like them telling us that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Negan smells what happened here. He reiterates he doesn't throw resources like people away. And he says he owns the mistake, though. And she nearly hits him in the face with Lucille. That was fucking badass.
That was a cool shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she had to really swing that and stop it. Imagine if she just accidentally went a little too far.
You mean in real life or in... I think it was... If you watch it again, it was like a camera trick.
Yeah?
Yeah. He wasn't really there when they did that. Like, they filmed that twice or something like that. Where she swung it and stopped it, like, where she could, and then they put him in the shot. Like, you could tell it wasn't completely real.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like, you watch it again. I could be wrong, but, like...
Right.
I got the impression that was, like... They had to...
I don't know. I didn't notice anything. It looked cool. Like, yeah. I remember
it was a badass
cool,
shot.
So, I mean, maybe. Maybe that's why it
looked
cool.
But, like, it stopped, like... You know?
Yep.
Or it was just a foam bat.
So
in
she
case
accidentally
she did
hit
him,
yeah.
It wouldn't, you know... It hurt, but not that bad.
Right. Yeah. Real barbed wire foam bat.
Just a cushion the blow between the spikes in your face.
Right. In the woods, Carol and Morgan, Morgan spots someone walking and thinks it's Henry. You know what it is. You were supposed to.
So did they just fit a lot in this episode? Like, it's, to me, like, because I didn't watch them together. Like, we watched the one last night, and I just watched this one a little while ago.
Right.
And it seemed particularly long.
Like, I don't
just
know.
Fit a
there
lot
was a
in.
Lot of stuff.
There
yeah.
was a lot of stuff.
Let's see, because he realizes he's not there, and Carol came to watch Morgan. You know, that was why
she
came
to keep an eye on him, right?
Morgan's like, I don't die, I just see it.
He's going off a deep end, man.
Rick is looking at his hat, Carl's hat, and he asks the prisoner where they went, the sanctuary, and he asks how he would get back there if it were him, and he mentions a dive bar between here and there, and he asks Rick a favor. If you find them, don't kill any more than you have to.
Right.
Rick's like, I could do that.
Nope, just going to kill everybody.
The junkyard, Negan tries to talk to her about this, and she wheels in a crazy walker, and Negan somehow got a gun and a flare.
the weird shit they were doing to walkers is right. a little creepy, too.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Putting the spikes and making the fucking right. spiky ones and shit.
On the road, Carol and Morgan are seeing, they see a herd down there, and they see a walker with Henry's stick stuck in it. And he says she saves people, he watches them die. And then she reminds him that he saved her. And he says he's got to kill him, and they split up.
So they need to figure out some way, like old medieval way, to like track these herds. You know, like old map tables and shit. Keep fucking track of the way they're moving and
right.
fucking possibly, you know, periodically mow them down, you know, work the herd smaller and smaller, right. you know. Fucking get rid of that.
Or get like, them all into a quarry.
Major danger. But that didn't work either.
Well, they herded them out.
Right. They came out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Something was going wrong with it.
The truck fell over or something. Right. That was blocking them.
Okay, so in the junkyard, Negan has pictures of Jadis's. And what the shit?
I mean, like, did you really think the way you had him tied up was going to be sufficient?
Right.
Like, his arms weren't even tied up. Like, you should have had his arms cuffed or tied up. Like,
they were just tied to the side of his body.
Not right. And they were tied down. Under, like, he had three ropes, one here, here, and then at his feet. Like, he was just like,
yeah, okay.
He pulled his hands out, and then he had a gun. Where'd he get the fucking gun from?
Right.
Like, he had a gun and a flare all of a sudden. I don't know.
He asks if this is how she kills people, and he tells the Lucille backstory. His wife's name was Lucille.
You think that's it? That's all we get?
I don't know, and who knows if that's the truth either.
Or do you think that's a lead into
a Lucille episode?
What we get,
maybe.
The Lucille backstory.
Maybe he had to beat her to death with it or something when she became
Ooh,
a walker.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
She got him through regular life, and he didn't give her shit. The bat got him through this, and he named it after her. It's all he has left of her. They fight over the flare, and a helicopter shows up. What the shit? Another one.
So he didn't know.
No.
Yeah, so the helicopter's not the saviors.
That helicopter is from Fear the Walking Dead, I'm telling you.
Oh, is that what it is?
If that's going to be how Morgan goes to it.
It's
just a guess.
No, that's clever. But it had an army logo on it.
Doesn't matter.
True enough, but it did. It was an army helicopter,
right?
And it flies
Wouldn't
over.
Wouldn't that be awesome if the government down. Showed up all of a sudden, like, and they were actually? It was
now
actually
that's where I think your world gets bigger is when that shit happens, because that like the government would be probably the largest collection of people. Somewhere.
You would think so. Yeah.
You would think that they would have had people safe somewhere and been taking in.
Right.
You know, the actual U.S. government or whoever it might have been. There has to be some remnants of it left somewhere, right?
Right.
Like,
I think there has to be.
Like,
oh, for
they
sure.
They just have
it's
no communication.
Be.
There has to be some of that somewhere. It didn't just all go to shit. Like, yeah. The leftovers of Washington, D.C., like the president.
Yeah.
The
oh,
vice
no,
president.
There's somebody like, out there,
there
still,
has
for
to
sure.
Be. I don't know if we ever get that, though.
Probably not. You she know, she just misses the helicopter with the flare because Negan put out the first one
right.
or something, and then she tried to light the second one and just missed, you know, signaling to them.
Right.
And she threatens to burn Lucille, and he offers to settle this with Simon, and she lets him go. I mean, not yet. But in the woods, Rick sees a herd and runs into Morgan. Morgan tells Rick that he's not right. I love that he's just telling people. I know I ain't right.
Like, yeah, it's
It's pretty self-aware for somebody who's losing it.
It is.
Normally, you think you're
getting
saner.
But it's happened to him before.
Right. Oh, that's right.
He was already clear Morgan, yeah. Right.
No, turtle clear.
Well, no, that was afterwards.
Rick
was
says the two of them need to finish it together, and then they get captured. They're in a bar. A few of them are dying.
Tackled? Like, is that what it was? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're discussing what to do, and Hippie Guy says delivering Rick the prick to Negan is their move. Rick says they can't get the hurt ones to the Hilltops doctor, or they can get the hurt ones to the Hilltops doctor, and offers
because
them to return with
limbs,
them and
they
be
were
one
bit.
Of them. Yeah,
they had cut off their leg and arms and shit. Right. It was like three or four people that just cut off their. They'd...
And then Cop Rick is gone here because he gives them his word, and then Morgan's like, you know, he says he came there to kill all of them. And he smirks when a gun gets put to his head. Morgan says he doesn't die. Everybody turns. And they start to hear the herd, and it's coming in. And they cut Rick and Morgan loose.
No, but, like, he yelled. Like, Morgan yelled.
so that they would
so
come.
So the
in.
Herd would come, yeah.
Oh, good call. They cut Rick and Morgan loose, and then damn, Rick and Morgan killed them all. Like, it was just, I mean, one or two of them seemed like they'd be.
No, the dude saved Rick's life.
Yeah. Yeah,
like there was a walker about to be like, ah, bite him, and he shot the walker in the head. And
yeah,
then he looked
I wasn't
back
expecting
and he,
that.
And he nodded him, like, yeah, good job. And then he's like, you go on ahead. Fuck, knock, knock, yeah. Just fucking hacked his fucking neck off and shit. I couldn't, there was no subtitles, so I couldn't make out exactly what that dude was saying after the scuffle. Like, when he walked up to him and shot him in the face.
Right.
Like, he said something to him about, like, you said, and he's like, I lied.
Yeah.
And then he's like, we could continue living after this or something like that.
Yeah. Like, anyway, the hippie's still alive, and Morgan sees Henry again, which distracts him enough for the hippie to attack. Morgan holds hippie as he gets eaten through a fence, and Rick tells the guy he lied, then kills him. And Rick tells Morgan that he saved him in the first episode, basically. He didn't say first episode, but we know what he was talking about.
Right.
And he asked why he helped him. He's like, because my son was there. So it was only to set the example. He didn't want to look bad to his kid.
Right.
Otherwise, he probably would have just killed him or let him go. You know,
that
not
had
even
to hit
intervene.
Rick pretty hard, man.
Right. Yeah, you with know? Carl dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, like, Carl basically asking him to stop. Like, he hasn't read his note yet. It was what he's doing at the end of this episode. Like, but, like.
Right.
He read Negan's note, which I imagine there's some similar things in there.
Probably, right. At the junkyard, Negan has his bat again, and he tells her she didn't lose herself. He asks what that was all about, and he offers her to come with, and he will follow a new path. I mean, I don't know if I believe
he will follow a new
yeah,
path?
Yeah, he says he'd follow a new path.
Negan said that.
Yeah, he's like, if you come with, I'll follow a new path. You know, like, to change shit up. He trusted Simon and shit, and he shouldn't have.
Right.
In the woods, Carol finds some of Henry's gear, and he's still alive, and she saves him. He apologizes, she apologizes. She was wrong, he can survive. Nothing too dramatic there. Mm-hmm. I mean. In the hilltop, Jerry tells King Ezekiel that Henry and Carol are back, and Carol says he was right. She was afraid.
I thought that was her finding the kid. I didn't expect that. Like,
Too many deaths of kids recently.
I thought Morgan
passed that for there to be just one more, right? Just
I
that
thought,
easy.
I thought Morgan
was going to
find
him. Many was dead.
Many was dead.
Oh.
Right.
So she is no coward. She tells him about her daughter. She was nothing after she lost her, and she found a better version of herself with the other people. The door opens, and it's Morgan and Rick. Morgan says he killed the man who killed his brother to Henry.
In a really awkward encounter.
Yeah, and Henry apologizes, and Morgan's like, don't ever be sorry. the prisoner knows Rick killed them all, and Morgan is crying. I don't know why. At the junkyard, Jadis is moving back into her trailer. Negan's driving, and he picks up someone and arrives back at the sanctuary. Any guesses on who he picked up?
The red-haired chick.
There you go. That's fucking perfect. If he picked her up, Dwight's done.
Right. And he said, I got a whole lot of surprises.
Right.
Shit. That's her. It's got to be her.
That's a good fucking call. Didn't even think of that. In the machine shop, Daryl and Rosita.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought you were like... Oh, so that... I thought I guessed your answer to that question.
No. You guessed the answer to the question.
Oh, that's it. It's got to be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the most dramatic person it could be.
Has to be, because she has the answer.
She has that info.
She has the, like, that's right. Some killer info that Dwight's a traitor.
Daryl and Rosita are going to take out Eugene. They're looking at him in the machine shop, and he's like, take out the machine? She's like, no, we take out him.
And then everything stops.
Yeah.
You take out the head of the snake, right? Yeah.
Back at the hilltop.
Oh, so now they're planning to fucking execute Eugene.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you're done.
I mean,
probably not.
Probably not.
Be there for four more seasons.
Fuck.
On the hilltop.
The show's gonna go on for four more seasons.
Yes. At the hilltop, Rick showered. That's like Jack Bauer taking a piss. It just doesn't happen. You never see it.
I've never seen that show, but I get your reference.
Yeah. Right. You never took a shit in that whole day.
24 hours.
You can make it 24 hours without a shit. Fine.
One day.
But during all that, what are the odds
you're not going to have
bubble gut or something? I mean, it's going to be.
Right.
Today, I'm just like, stop pooping. Rick thanks. He's gonna read it, and then Rick thanks Michonne and apologizes. Yeah. He says
I had
he loves
one today
her.
Where it was just like I was like in the middle of taping something. I had like a 20-inch roll of tape in my hand, and I'm squeegeeing something. And I was like, fucking gone. Like it's gonna happen right now. Like,
oh. So in that romantic spirit, Rick says he thanks Michonne and apologizes. Says he loves her. She loves him too. And then he reads the note, and that's the end.
Right.
So, I mean, next, that's going to be what it is. It's going to be that.
The red-haired chick.
The red-haired chick. And Simon's going to go down, and Dwight's going to go down.
Rough stuff. Or he's going to make them fight.
Ooh. And let the winner live? No. He's going to kill whoever.
You think they both get Lucille? Because we haven't seen Lucille do anything.
To a savior?
To anyone. Since... He beat Glenn and Abe to death with it.
Valid point.
That's it. He hasn't done anything with it. It's been just this looming threat since then.
Right. Maybe.
I like how they made the bat a character.
Yeah.
Somewhat in the show. Like, we want a Lucille backstory. And I'm sure we're not the only ones.
I mean, we got a taste of it here. If that's a all we ever get, fine. But I'd like it more. I'd like to see Negan pre this. That'd be an interesting role for him to see how he would act before all this happened. Because you know he wasn't the badass that he is now.
You think there's any chance in hell that they end up on the same side, Rick and Negan?
Yes.
Maybe against Simon?
No, I don't think one of the saviors is going to be their villain. But I think they could end up joining forces, essentially. I don't know that
it's like
I want
one of those
it to
things
happen,
where,
but...
like... Like, the two inmates are fighting, and then, you know...
Are you talking about Fast Five? The Fate of the Furious with Jason Statham and The Rock?
And then all the cops come in. Yeah, it was a good fight.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of good fights in those movies.
Great movies. I mean, they're fucking
the
fun.
Vin Diesel and The Rock, and I think it was Fast Five?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's a fucking...
The one where he rock bottoms him through the glass table?
That's Jason Statham.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
I'm talking about Vin Diesel and The Rock fighting right. each other. Was in like...
I feel like we're slightly off topic.
Well, we are, but, you know, it is, whatever. But Rick and Negan joining forces.
It's weird because I'm most excited to see Simon get his comeuppance.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And look how long they made us wait for Hippy to get his.
It took a long time.
Long time. He was in last season, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he started with the saviors coming to collect from...
A long time now.
Kingdom. Okay, we'll be back next week with another episode.
I'm sorry, I wanted to add something else. I just feel like no matter what, like you said, it's going to get repetitive. Like, there's just going to be another group of people. What are we going
to
do
to freshen
up? They have
to up it somehow.
Like the government.
The government.
Broaden the scope.
It like Jericho a little bit.
Yeah, man. Like, I have to do something because I can't just be another group of saviors, per se, like with another clever name. Like, we've done that. It's the same thing as the guns and losing the guns and finding the guns and getting the guns back and then losing them again.
I think they're going to find a new place.
They have to. They have to move along.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Somewhere with a better view. Just something that looks cooler.
Everything's so dead all the time where they're at. And I get that it's The Walking Dead.
Maybe they
could
walk to the new place.
Like, seriously, can we go to like a tropical area? Can we go to Walking Dead, Florida?
Sure. It's called Fear the Walking Dead, and I'm going to catch up on it ASAP.
But they left there, didn't they?
Yeah, but they're somewhere.
I haven't seen any of that.
Season 3 is supposedly really good. And the end of it, I'm assuming that's where the helicopter comes into play. At the end of season 3. I bet you somehow a helicopter goes and they take off and they're going to come back in the summer with Fear and it's going to have Morgan, I bet. I bet you it's going to be like the first couple episodes that he comes back on the helicopter or something.
I'm interested to see how they tie the two shows together, seeing as they were two completely different timelines.
Right.
Or it was just happening.
It was just happening.
In a wave across the United States in that direction. And like,
no, not
California
necessarily.
California was just the last
one. It was
one
a flashback, but I mean, time will have to catch up somehow. Maybe it'll be a flash forward for them. I don't know. I didn't see season three. I got to check it out for sure.
I don't even know if I watched the end of the rest. Last thing I remember is they were on a boat.
That's like season two, early season two.
Beginning of season two. Yeah. Like it was the first three episodes.
Just check it out. Put it on in the background.
I have nothing against it. I just haven't watched it. Is it on?
I'm not sure where it's at to watch.
Yeah, I'll be on Netflix. Walking Dead is on Netflix.
It probably is.
Up to
season three.
Season seven.
Oh, yeah, seven for Walking Dead. Yeah.
So Fear should be on there then.
Anyway, check out our other podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. Subscribe on YouTube. We will be back next week to discuss episode 15 of season 8. Only two left. This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.